Despite low unemployment numbers, it can still be difficult to get a job, especially for those who have a criminal record. One Ohio State graduate who was stuck in that position has started a website to help others like him. With me to tell his story is Harley Blakeman. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Debbie. It's a pleasure to be here.
You dropped out of high school in North Central Florida, and that seemed to be the start of bad times for you. Tell us your story.
Just like a lot of people affected by criminal justice system, I had really bad circumstances in my life. At 14, my mother got addicted to drugs and alcohol and left my life for several years. At 15, my father passed away. And about 3 months after my 18th birthday, I was arrested just north of Florida in Georgia with a couple hundred prescription pills. And that landed me in prison. So right before I got out, a distant relative here in Columbus reached out and offered to let me restart my life if I was willing to move to Columbus, Ohio. And that's what ultimately led me to being here today, being an OSU graduate and running my business.
So you came to Columbus, you turned your life around, and you graduate from OSU's Fisher College of Business. But it was still hard after that to get a job because of your record. So you created the website Honest Jobs in October of 2018. And what exactly does it do?
The issue was is when you interview with companies, there's no way to know if they have the ability to hire someone with a felony. And most companies don't put this on their website that they can or can't hire felons. They don't really openly state it. You just have to go in and interview with as many companies as you can and hoping that one will give you an opportunity. So I saw the opportunity to change that by creating a job marketplace similar to Indeed or ZipRecruiter, but to where we exclusively work with companies who want to tap into this demographic in some way. And we have created a job platform where job seekers for free can come and apply for jobs, and employers can also post jobs. And so far, we have helped thousands of people, and we've worked with over 230 employers nationwide.
So tell me about somebody who's gotten the help.
One person who had just gotten hired here in Columbus, they're now doing janitorial services, and they were locked out of the job market for quite a while because they had a crime that most employers just won't consider. So he was an extreme case of somebody who had that. He had one of those crimes where most people just will not consider it, and he was able to find a job through us, and I actually met him.
What kind of crime?
He didn't give me the details, but I believe it was a sexual-related crime. So most of the people that have criminal histories don't fall into that bucket, but those are some of the people who really can benefit from our service, helping them identify the employers who might give them an opportunity.
Is there anybody that you say, no, I can't help you?
No. Absolutely not. I believe that a lot of the employers using our service can't hire everyone, but there are employers on our platform that can hire anyone. Not all of the employers can, but some of the employers can. And we actually provide the technology that allows an employer to navigate that space more easily and be compliant with the HR law and things like that.
What do you think employers are missing by rejecting applicants who have criminal records?
I think they're missing loyal employees. People who have criminal histories are facing such challenging time to find work that when they are able to be honest and tell their story and talk about how they just want to work, and an HR manager looks at them and says, I know your criminal history, we're willing to give you an opportunity, you find a very loyal employee. And there's research to back that these candidates are actually more loyal and oftentimes are promoted quicker than average candidates.
I've been talking with Harley Blakeman, an OSU graduate who designed a website to help job seekers with past criminal history. Thanks again.
Thank you so much for having me, Debbie.